A Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on the fiscal year 2018 USDA budget request on Tuesday, where testifying before the committee was Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, a member of the subcommittee, John Tester from Montana.
I want to talk about the rural development. The ranking member talked about it a little bit. It's a cut of 20%. And this program is a program that, at least to my perspective, is overutilized, not underutilized. And I know you said watch and see what happens, but the problem with cutting 20% out of this program is I got a list of about a dozen water systems that my staff just got me 5 minutes before this hearing that you're not going to see the negative effects till long after you and I are both out of these positions. And so what's the thought there? I mean, because it's pretty basic stuff for rural development in rural America. And you know, I don't think it's any different in Georgia than it is in Montana or North Dakota or Oregon. Rural America is drying up. And if we do this, the infrastructure isn't there. We got problems. Could you address that a little bit?
Certainly. I address it really by acknowledging that rural development has addressed some very serious needs. I like the fact that many times these are skin in the game programs where local needs are met with federal help in order to accomplish things that are really good. I like that kind of leverage that we can get through federal expenditures by ensuring that either local money, federal or state money or private money are involved in these projects. I would say to the president's defense that the day I was sworn in, he convened a farmer, rancher, forester, producer roundtable there and signed an executive order regarding rural prosperity and an interagency task force to deal with rural prosperity. I think, again, as we right-size this budget, you all know that you're going to get a last stamp on this and the degree that you all believe that we're doing good. My comment about holding us accountable, Senator, is hold me accountable for the resources you give me. I'm a farmer at heart. I'm going to make it go as far as you do, just like you do. So.
And Mr. Secretary, I would just tell you that, and it's just this way. You follow the money. I mean, words are one thing, and I'm not saying you. I'm talking about getting folks together and talking is good. We talk a lot of stuff in the Senate. Mm-hmm. But if the money's not there, the R&D is just, I hate to say this, but it ain't going to happen. And this isn't at you. What I am saying, though, is as Secretary of Ag, you're going to have a big role in what this committee does, believe it or not. If you come in and say, just like you said to Senator Cochran, if you come in and say, you know what, R&D isn't where it needs to be, that's going to hold a lot of weight with this. And by the way, R&D isn't where it needs to be. And you're right. And I would just tell you, sawflies, we never had that when I was growing up. Vomitoxin, never had that 5 years ago. And it's for a number of reasons, because we're raising corn now in Montana instead of high-quality wheat. Rust, blights, all this stuff. And I don't know if they've got vomitoxin down in Georgia, but I'm going to tell you something. You know what they do in Montana? They pull the combine in at harvest time. They cut out the corners. They take it to the elevator. If it's got vomitoxin, they set the field on fire. We need some R&D money. And by the way, as long as I'm on that, organic has been the fastest growing, and I know the chairman of the Ag Committee hates organic, but the truth is that organic's the fastest growing part of the farm industry for the last 25 years. Let's put a little money in there to make sure that those guys are at least getting a fair shake.
Montana Senator John Tester with the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, at a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on Tuesday. In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.